and welcome to Community Kitchen. We're talking sweet treats today, things that you can take from your dessert into the lunchbox or lunchbox into dessert. And when you're busy, it's really nice to have those little treats along the way. And I think that having your own ingredients, knowing what you're putting in that lunchbox, is really nice. And I've picked just a wide range of different things, using some berries and apples and goodies like that, which are not only nutritious but at the same time. And if you bake that little bit extra, say for example, I'm going to give you a recipe for an apple and pecan strudel muffins. But if you remove those pecans from there, of course, you know, you can't have pecans in school anymore. But at the same time, you can double this mixture and make a full-size battered cake that'll go into that really nice dessert. So starting off, you want to cook about 4 medium apples with about 20 grams of butter and about a third of a cup of brown sugar. If you grate the apples, it does make it easier for the cooking process and it doesn't take as much time. Then you're making your batter with about 2 cups of self-raising flour, quarter of a cup of caster sugar, a cup of coarsely chopped roasted pecans, and 3/4 of a cup of buttermilk. If you don't have buttermilk, remember you only need to put some vinegar within the milk and it will actually become buttermilk, be soured milk. 90 grams of butter melted and 1 egg lightly beaten. With a muffin batter, don't be afraid to have a few lumps. It tends to be a better muffin at the end of the day. And for the strudel topping, you combine about a third of a cup of plain flour, 2 tablespoons of self-raising, 1/4 of a cup of firmly packed brown sugar, and 80 grams of butter. And you can put some mixed spice. And this is very similar to the topping that I use on top of my apple crumble. But if I were doing an apple crumble, I would say, for example, make a little bit of more of that, double that crumble, take it out, and I would a lot more nuts and some coconut and some rolled oats. So don't be afraid to make that extra, because whilst you can make these apple and pecan strudel muffins, at the same time you could make a cake, or you could make an apple and berries crumble where you just put the apples. I don't even pre-cook my apples when I make a apple crumble. I just cut them very finely, put them into a bowl. I squeeze some lemon juice in there. You can put some berries in with it and just pack that crumble on top. When you're baking the pecans, you can do the same. But let's digress. We've made the batter. We've actually got the apples cooked down a little bit, because you do have to cook those when you're doing the muffins. And I would grate them because it'll sit better as a topping. And then, as I said, with the strudel topping. So you put the batter in, put the apples on top and sprinkle the strudel. And you're going to be cooking them in about 160 fan forced oven for about you're going to be cooking that for about 1 hour. That's 35 minutes. My fault there, sorry. 35 minutes. If you were doing the cake, because it's a little bit longer, you might have to extend that out to that 45 up to an hour, just depending on that, on your actual oven. And if you were doing the crumble, you want that sliced apples to be able to cook and bubble away. So you're probably going to find that that will sit around the same time as the cake. I do like to have that strudel topping really nice and crunchy, because it just adds to it and makes it so much more delicious. There's so many nice ways that you can make your crumbles. You don't have to stick to your apples, by the way, just don't get the actual recipe. But even using rhubarb and strawberries, or a berry combination, absolutely delicious. You can use peaches, stewed peaches or apricots, and it's nice. Depending on what fruit you're using, just reduce the size or the depth or the width of your baking dish. Now, another really great slice, which is something that you can have for dessert or you can pop it in the lunchbox, is the berry, almond and coconut slice. And you're using 2 cups of frozen berries, about a cup of caster sugar, and a little bit of lemon juice or lime. Just stew that for a little bit. You want that to sort of get a little bit thick. And then to make the base, and this is just a biscuit base, and you can use this biscuit base for a lot of different combinations. 90 grams of butter, one egg, about two-thirds of a cup of plain flour, a quarter of a cup of self-raising. Just mix that together. You can put a little bit of corn flour in there if it's a little bit too tacky, but usually that works well. Press that into a greased pan. Put your berries on top when they've cooled. And then for your topping, you add lightly beat two eggs, add 1.5 cups of flaked coconut and a cup of flaked almonds and about a quarter of a cup of caster sugar. And just sprinkle that over the top, and you're baking that at 160. Use your oven. You can put a few things at the same time, and you're going to cook that for about 40 minutes. You could freeze that as a slice and enjoy that. Thinking of the lunchbox and thinking of snacks, I find sometimes in the afternoon you get a little bit tired sometimes, but a really good rolled oat slice using about 150 grams of butter, a half a cup of raw, half a cup of golden syrup, and about half cups of rolled oats. And basically all you're doing here is melting the butter and putting the sugar in there and just getting that and the golden syrup all together, pouring that over the rolled oats and spreading that in the dish. And you're going to cook that for about 25 minutes. Once again, you're looking at about 180 for in the oven. But leave it cool for a while in the tin, because remember, it's going to, once it cools, it will set. And you can add to that. I like that if you chop up some dried apricots. I must say I do like nuts in a slice, but for school, that's just a really good one, and it stores so well. And it's an easy, you know, little slice. I often think of little kids. They don't like a lot of stuff, but they do like to have something that's a little bit yummy. Sesame apricot slice is an old-fashioned, but it's a beauty too, because you're using about 1.5 cups of desiccated coconut, about a third of a cup of sesame seeds, a cup of rolled oats, half a cup of raw sugar, a cup of plain flour, some two teaspoons of cinnamon, half a cup of dried apricots, 150 grams of butter, a third of a cup of golden syrup, and two eggs. And melt the butter and the golden syrup, then add to the dry ingredients along with the eggs, stir well, and you're cooking that for about 20 to 25 minutes at 180. So you can make a couple of different slices. This also sits very well, and it's an easy slice to make, but it sits well in the lunchbox and is absolutely delicious. Another slice that I find is really good is the oat and date crumble. Delicious with ice cream, delicious with custard, but you actually stewed the dates first, chopped dates, about 2 1/3 cups chopped, with a third a cup of caster sugar and a teaspoon of grated lemon rind. And just stir that it becomes thick. I love to put orange juice in mine too, grated orange or orange juice. Just add a little bit more dates, and it's a great mixture. It really is delicious. Using the crumble, which is also going to be the base, is about 185 grams of butter, 1 cup of brown sugar, 1 cup of plain flour, 3/4 of a cup of wholemeal plain flour, and half a teaspoon of bicarb, and 1.5 cups of rolled oats. And all you're doing is mixing all that together, and then you're packing half of that on the bottom, putting your date mixture on top, and then the rest of the crumble. Once again, 180 degrees, and you're cooking that for about 40 to 45 minutes. And it really is a nice comfort food. I find that is delicious. It's lovely, especially if you change the lemon juice for orange juice. I think the dates sit really nicely with that. And also, don't be afraid when you're cooking to use the rind, because having lemon rind or orange rind in any cake or any sort of thing you cook does add a lot of flavour. Thinking of, you know, utilising one recipe into, you know, different sauces, whether it be lunchbox or dessert, I always think it's good to have a basic butter cake up your sleeve. And this is one that you can use for lamingtons, You can use it for an upside down cake where you're actually creating, you know, before you put the mixture into the pan, you can put some berries in the bottom, then you fill it with your batter. You can put half the batter in, some berries in the middle. You can sprinkle the bottom of the pan with brown sugar, then add some slices of fruit, whether it be banana or pineapple or grated apple. You can sprinkle the cake batter on top with brown sugar, a little bit of grated apple and cinnamon, and make that into a tea cake. You can sprinkle the cake batter with brown sugar and almond flakes, and you can change it around by using even that crumble mixture that we talked about before with the date slice. You can actually put that on top, and it really does make a nice difference. And had the pleasure of having morning tea at a friend's the other day, and she'd actually lined the cake tin with a little bit of sprinkled sugar, and it just gave it that extra flavour. So my basic butter cake, which I use a lot, is a half a cup of butter, 3/4 of caster sugar, and beat that together. I always really do take the time to make sure that my butter and sugar is creamed, because it makes a big difference, in my opinion. Then add your 3 eggs and really, you know, get the volume in there. Some vanilla extract, 1/2 cup of milk to 1.5 cups of self-raising, and do that alternatively using add the flour and milk alternatively, because you don't want it to be too wet. And that, you bake that at 180 degrees for about 35 minutes. You can use that as cupcakes, and that would be about 15 to 20 minutes. But these are just really good basic recipes that we've shared today on Community Kitchen, just to fill that lunchbox, fill those cake tins. Doesn't cost a lot of money. They're delicious to eat. And enjoyable, even if you make, say, that basic cake, if you make that into an apple tea cake to have for dessert, where you make a really good custard with it, or maybe some ice cream, or you can stew some fruit and pour over it. It makes a difference to the dinner table, I tell you that. And, of course, I'll join you each week, bringing you some different ideas, and you're with Annette on Community Kitchen.